I think the plaintiff put too much money into a childhood dream other than a career, and he was looking as into the past as being a professional wrestler other than the future.
Should he get his money back?
No, I don't think he should. I think that the defendant trained him the way that he was supposed to train him, but he thought he was a pro before his training was over.
Cart before the horse, as they say. You say?
If he had a bad back, he should have never got into wrestling.
What about the issue of fraud here, that he defrauded the guy?
They basically both, to me, look like they defrauded each other. Nobody should get anything.
I think that the defendant should get it because the plaintiff lied to him all the way, and he told him when he was before he was going to train exactly what's going to happen. I was going to train you a day or 3 months, and he went right along with it.
Concurring opinion by your son. That's pretty much the view down here. They hate the fact that the plaintiff lied about his back.